Ladies and gentlemen, good day, and welcome to the Tattva Chintan Pharmachem Limited Q4 and FY23 earnings conference call, hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Sanjesh Jain from ICICI Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Lizanne. Good evening, everyone. Thank you for joining on for Tattva Chintan Pharmachem Limited Q4 and FY23 results conference call. We have Tattva Chintan management on the call, represented by Mr. Chintan Shah, Managing Director, and Mr. Ashok Bothra, Chief Financial Officer. I would like to invite Mr. Dinesh Sodhani, AGM Finance, to initiate with the opening remarks, post which we will have a Q&A session. Over to you, Dinesh Ji.
Thank you, Sanjesh Ji. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of the management, I am pleased to welcome you all to Tattva Chintan's earnings call to discuss results for quarter ended March 2023 and financial year ended 2023 results. Please note, a copy of our disclosures are available in the investor section of our website, as well as on the stock exchanges. Anything said on this call, which reflects our outlook for the future or which could be construed as forward-looking statement, must be reviewed in conjunction with the risk that the company faces. Today, from the management side, we have with us Mr. Chintan Shah, Managing Director, and Mr. Ashok Bothra, Chief Financial Officer. Now, I shall hand over the call to Chintan, sir, for his opening remark. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Dinesh Ji. Good evening, everyone, and a warm, warm welcome to the quarter four and full year earnings call of Tattva Chintan Pharmachem Limited. We declared the audited results today, and we believe you have got a chance to go through the results and investor presentation uploaded on the stock exchanges as well as the company's website. During this quarter, the company reported the revenue from operations of 1,245 million, a growth of 26% year-on-year basis, whereas the full year revenue stood at 4,236 million, a decline of 2% year-on-year. Despite the challenging year, we are satisfied to have achieved this scale in terms of revenue due to sustained offtake in PTC, PASC segments and revival in SDA segment during the second half, which is reflected in numbers of this quarter. EBITDA during this quarter was at 163 million, a decline of 26% year-on-year, whereas the full year EBITDA was at 606 million, a decline of 44% year-on-year. The decline in profitability is largely on account of change in the product mix across business segments. During the quarter, the inventory, other than spares and packing materials at consolidated levels, have come down from 1,887 million as on September 2022 to 1,325 million as on March 2023. With the orders in hand for Q1 FY24, we will consume all the excess inventory of SDAs. In addition, the increase in finance cost during the year is largely on account of higher average cost of debt by 400 basis points and due to increase in benchmark rates. The annual repayments are the tune of 98 million. Now, let me take you through our segmental performance during the quarter. PTCs have registered a revenue of 378 million in this quarter and a full year revenue of 1,432 million, contributing 34% of the revenue and a growth of 46% year-on-year basis during the FY23. The offtake in PTC continues to grow with major supplies in overseas market. Electrolyte salts have registered a revenue of 9 million in this quarter and a full year revenue of 165 million, contributing about 4% of the revenue and a growth of 191% year-on-year basis during the FY23. The offtake from one of our large customers, which was on hold, the customer has instructed us to resume supplies from June 23. The pilot scale sample with another customer has now been formally approved, and we shall execute the plant scale trial order by October 23. After receiving successful approval of our electrolyte solutions with another customer from the R&D scale, we are now working towards supplying material from the pilot scale. All the necessary setup has been created, and we shall begin the trials from the coming week. We also have an opportunity with two more customers on electrolyte solutions, and we are in final stages of submitting the R&D samples. FY24 will be the year where a couple of new customers shall go to a plant scale, and FY25 is bound to witness robust growth in electrolyte space with these products getting into commercialization. Pharma and agro intermediates and specialty chemicals have registered a revenue of 299 million during the quarter and a full year revenue of 1335 million, contributing 32% of the revenue and a growth of 31% year-on-year basis during FY23. I am happy to inform that for the new product in application area of metal extraction, the commercial supplies have been formally approved, and we are now negotiating the contract for commercial supplies. In monoglyne, we could finally start the pilot trials with continuous flow chemistry. The initial results are encouraging, but we are also facing initial teething troubles as this is our first-hand experience in continuous flow chemistry. The issues have been identified and necessary modifications are underway. We expect to start a smooth pilot trial by the end of May 23. As far as our second product continuous flow basis is concerned, we have formally received the quality approval and now have begun production for a full-scale plant trial material. We plan to supply the plant-scale trial material by end of August 23, and we expect to begin commercial supplies from January 24. Now, regarding our third product on continuous flow chemistry, which is the key base, raw material for multiple agrochemical intermediates, we are steadily progressing on the development of downstream agrochemical intermediates. We plan to execute pilot trials on these new intermediates from December of 23 and commercialize these products by July of 24. We have received formal approval for yet another intermediate and are now executing the plant scale trial order for which the production has begun. We expect commercialization of this product from December 23. The above mentioned three products are getting into commercialization by the end of this financial year, about Q4 of FY24, which will provide opportunity of steep increase in revenue in the PASC segment. SDAs have registered a revenue of 549 million during this quarter and a full year revenue of 1277 million, contributing 30% of the revenue and a decline of 43% year-on-year basis during FY23. The demand for SDA is steadily coming back. We expect almost all the customers to come to a decent level by second half of FY24. During the quarter, we supplied commercial trial orders for four different applications to one of the largest customers. The initial feedback is promising, and we expect a formal approval for two products by September 23 and for the other two products by December 23. The commercial supplies are expected to begin from January of 2024. Regarding the flame retardants, now we have formal approvals from three large customers. Due to low demand and drastically reducing raw material prices, most of the customers are adopting a cautious approach. So we expect this segment to be slow in the coming two quarters. Development of two new advanced flame retardants are progressing well, and we expect to pilot these products in Q1 FY24. In April 23, the company has successfully commenced its production, commercial production from the new expanded facility at Dahej SEZ. Over the past decade, the Indian chemical sector has been growing rapidly. FY23 had been a roller coaster year for most of the companies. Despite of all geopolitical uncertainties, the Indian chemical industry showed good resilience. Many of the challenges are set to persist in 2023 as well. Against a backdrop of fear of global recession and expectation of muted demand till half one of FY24, Tatva Chintan continues to remain fairly optimistic on achieving reasonable growth. Most of the key raw material prices have dropped by 15 to 25%, which is also translating into reduced prices of the finished product. So this becomes a big challenge for us to achieve revenue growth. Also, due to muted global demand across most of the sectors, we are seeing continuous cost pressures coming from the customers, which would translate into slightly lower spreads on margins. I feel Tatva Chintan is fortunate with the timing of launch of new products on commercial scale during this fiscal and also a good timing for a gradual rebound of the SDA demand. Despite of the challenging year ahead and even with the reduced product pricing, we anticipate to grow by 20 to 30% in FY24. Also, we anticipate to slightly improve on the EBITDA margins due to forecasted change in the product mix. To conclude, I would like to mention that our entire team at Tatva Chintan are working rigorously with the commitment to scale up the already developed approved products at a fast pace to turn them into profitable ventures. We shall strive to develop newer products using technology to ensure that we continuously provide high purity products and innovative solutions to our customers. With this, I hand over the call to Mr. Ashok Bothra, our CFO, for financial highlights.
Thank you, sir, and good evening, everyone. I now discuss the financial updates for the quarter. Revenue from operation was 1245 million versus 985 million in Q4 FY22. That is increase of 26% on YOY basis. Other income during the quarter was at 8 million, increased by 1.7 times versus Q4 FY22. During the corresponding previous quarter, Q4 FY22, the MTM forex loss was around 15 million, which was set off against the other income that was around 18 million. EBITDA was at 163 million versus 220 million in Q4 FY22, that is decline of 26% on YOY basis. EBITDA margin was at 13% versus 22% in Q4 FY22. The profitability has had an impact during the quarter and this year as a whole, largely due to higher raw material cost as a percentage of sale, employee cost, but that was partly offset due to reduction in logistic cost and to some extent fuel cost. PAT was 170 million versus 175 million in Q4 FY22, decline of 3% on YOY basis. PAT margin was at 14% versus 18% in Q4 FY22. The impact is on account of higher finance costs due to higher working capital requirement and increase in benchmark rates during the year. On our working capital side, our total section and working capital limits are 220 crores. And we have utilized to the tune around 70%. During FY23, exports stood at 3,042 million, contributing around 72% of the revenue. Tatva has a customer base spanning over 25 countries, including USA, UK, China, Germany, Japan, and South Africa. During FY23, the R&D expenditure was higher by 2.65 times due to capital expenditure on account of recently completed R&D facility. Out of the net IPO proceeds of 2072.81 million, 1953 million have been utilized so far. That is 94% of the total funds have been utilized as on 31st March 2023. During the quarter, 26 million was utilized. That concludes an update on the financial highlights of Tatva Chintan. We now open the floor for question and answer section.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone wishing to ask a question may please press star in one on your touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Nirali Gopani from Unique PMS. Please go ahead.
Hi. Thanks for the opportunity. When I look at the company, I do understand that we are in a very dynamic industry. And we have three great leaders, you know, managing the company at the top of it. But recently what is happening is that every quarter we feel that this is the bottom and, you know, from here on it will only improve. But we always get negative surprises. So if you can share some thoughts on this.
Sure. Thank you. Yes, you are absolutely correct that we have given few negative surprises quarter on quarter basis. And I can assure you probably this was our last surprise. So we are seeing a nice robust demand coming back for the SDA. So if you understand, we had nearly about 50% revenue coming from SDAs in the previous financial year, which in this year has dropped to 30%. So that was a significant drop in that particular segment, and which was the highest profitable segment for it. Even as of today, it is the most significant in terms of profitability. So with the drop in sales in SDA demand, which is, you know, for the known factors. So that is why all these surprises were coming on and on for last few quarters. But now I can assure you that the demand has come back quite steadily and we will see a robust Q1 and going forward we expect. And this is also coming only from two customers. And we expect all the four customers to resume buying at a decent level from the second half of this financial year. So I hope this is the last surprise and we give you better surprises in coming quarters.
Right. So Tindan, by the last quarter, you had explained that we had some inventory, maybe intermediates, and that was the reason that we were seeing this pressure on the margin. So is the inventory entirely consumed in Q4 or a part of it will be also be continuing in Q1?
Entirely we will consume within this month. So whatever we produce from end of May will be coming in from the newly procured raw materials. So we are consuming all the piled up inventory on SDA in this month. So probably the last dispatch we expect is to happen in last week of May from that inventory.
Okay. And obviously your commentary on FY24 revenue growth is very, very encouraging. But what you mentioned is that slight improvement in EBITDA margin. So can you give a range, like what will be the EBITDA margin?
It should be in the range of between 18% to 20%.
Okay, because last quarter you had guided about 22%. So you feel a risk to that number?
Not necessarily, because now the prices are getting adjusted on quarter-on-quarter basis instead of a year-on-year basis. So even for the SDS, so we can remain dynamic. See, what has happened actually in this last 1.5 months, the price of, I'm talking of two specific SDS, which have prominent sales among all the product category. The raw material prices, the key raw material prices come down from $19. Today it is being quoted at $13.50. So, of course, the customer will also expect you to reduce the price because based on the pricing formula that you have. So, when you are sitting on an old inventory, there are very less things that you can do about it but to accept the new pricing. And because it is based on the latest pricing of key raw materials where you have linked your pricing. So, this is something which is beyond the control. But once we are through with this inventory, then we are coming back with higher margins on this. So, in terms of profitability or the EBITDA, the range remains the same and the pricing model that we adopt also continues to remain the same.
Right. And you were also talking about the new CAPEX that we will need in a quarter or two, you will start investing. So when will we start thinking on that line?
We should begin by end of this 2023. So that is when. So we have actually already started planning and designing for the new facility, but we have time until the end of the year and then we should start thinking about the execution of that project. Again, you know, these plans got little wavy because of the current situation that the industry is in since last few months. And again, most of the customers, I have been traveling a lot since last 2.5 months and meeting most of the customers in person. And what I feel is, you know, the market is set to rebound from the July or August of this year. Until then, people expect this downward trend in pricing to continue. So demand is not stable as of now. But we are fortunate that at this juncture, the SDA demand is coming back. So it will kind of set us off with this abnormal circumstances that are in the market right now.
Right. And flame retardant could also start contributing to the revenue meaningfully from this year?
Yes, from second quarter, yes. That is what most of the customers are expecting. So we already have certain orders in hand which have been put on hold, because if you follow the pricing of certain raw materials, the prices have dropped by nearly 35%. So the customers are also getting into a wait and watch mode that let these prices stabilize, until then we are consuming the inventory pipeline. So they are also watchful about, you know, procuring new products. And in any case, the polymer industry is suffering with lower demands. So they have already a good pileup of inventory pipeline. So they are just in a wait and watch mode that once this raw material prices stabilizes at some point in time, then they want to start procuring. So hopefully this quarter we may have very less demand in the particular category, but we expect the Q2 to begin actual commercial sales on this. We are set to go. We have 3 customers who have formally approved, 3 large customers actually. So we have been approved by 6 or 7 different customers, but 3 of them are notable customers. So we are set to go. As soon as the demand revives, we will start commercial production of this the flame retardants.
And my last question, so I got disconnected in between. So did we comment on the tax rate? Like what happened? What was the adjustment in the quarter that we did?
It was lower taxes due to the completion of our R&D facility, resulting in lower tax rate.
We just started operating from our new R&D facility in Baroda.
And commissioning of admin building at our Dahej facility before March.
Okay, so that was a tax benefit that we had in the quarter.
Yes.
Okay, and for FY24, what will be the tax rate for us?
So, little working needs to be worked out. Ignoring this capital expenditure, effective tax rate will be around 17 to 18%. Assuming profit from Dahej and Ankleshwar plant will be in the ratio, say 2:1. But
basically, Ankleshwar plant, we are under full tax. Whereas the Dahej plant, we continue to enjoy 50% tax benefits for the next 5 years. Okay. And all the growth that we perceive over coming years is only going to come from the Dahej plant, because Ankleshwar facility is already super saturated. So the Ankleshwar revenue will remain constant where it is, whereas the incremental revenues will only come from the Dahej facility. So on that incremental profits coming from the hedge, we will continue to enjoy 50% tax benefits for next 5 years.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Chintanbhai, for answering all the questions. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to the participants, anyone wishing to ask a question, may please press star in 1. The next question is from the line of Sudarshan Padmanabhan from JM Financial PMS. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. So my question is, to understand a bit more granular on the guidance. See, if I look at the first half, we have lost close to about 100 odd crores on the SDA side, which we have regained in the second half. And even if I assume that, the 2 customers continue at the same run rate, I mean, that should give us additionally about 20 to 25% growth straight away. So are we being conservative, in terms of our guidance? Because, when we are talking about, the few of continuous flow chemistry and, the CDMO business firing, I mean, it looks like, we are basically baking in a very, muted growth on the rest of the business, except the SDA.
This is See, honestly speaking, as of today, this is the correct guidance, because if you think it in a correct perspective, I would say most of the prices, you know, the with the reduction in raw material prices, your product prices are also going down, right? You cannot remain at the same levels. So your product pricing is also going down. So even within the month of April, we are seeing that typically there is a reduction of 15 to 20% in most of the products that is happening. That doesn't mean that it is reduction in your margins. It is just because your raw material prices are going down, you are also parallelly reduced or forced to reduce your product pricing as well. So when I said this year we did a revenue of, let us say, 400 crores, so next year to do that, you know, considering today's pricing, we potentially have to have 20% higher sales to achieve the same revenue. So that is the bigger challenge. And despite of that, I am saying that we will grow by 20 to 30%. So on a realistic basis, if considering that we are selling the products at the same price as what we did in March of 23, then typically we are forecasting about roughly about 50% growth, 40 to 50%.
Sure. And the margins, I mean, even if you pass it on, I mean, I understand that you would be having high cost inventory, you know, at least say in the immediate term. But I'm just trying to understand if the 18 to 20% is the run rate that you're talking about for the full year. Shouldn't the exit run rate be much higher than the 18 to 20% in the fourth quarter or the second half? Because you would have depleted all the raw materials in the same way.
There are four large things that are happening typically from November onwards. So we will have four SDAs with a new customer going into commercialization, which is a large volume. Secondly, we have probably one of our largest products in terms of intermediates going into commercialization from January of 24. This is again, considering that our plant scale trial material of one container gets approved, which we are expected to dispatch by July or August of this year. So assuming that the product gets approved, of course the pilot material has been approved, so we don't see much challenges. But considering that, then we are getting into commercialization of one of our largest intermediate space products, which will get into commercialization from January. So that is what we are negotiating right now with the customer for a contract for 24. So from January to December of 24. Again, we are currently producing one of the newly approved products. We are producing one full container load of material. And this will again go into a plant scale approval basis. And this also we expect to have commercial production, I mean commercial orders beginning from November or December of this year. So most of these events are happening near the end of the financial year. So probably next 7 to 8 months, we are just seeing incremental growth that would happen from the increasing sales in SDAs that we are anticipating. But the real sales that we will expect, that we are forecasting to really grow, you know, in terms of real new business to happen. Everything is happening post-November of 2023.
So thanks a lot, John.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Padma Raju Mati from SBI Life Insurance. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you. Hope I'm audible.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Chintanji, just a few questions on the margins front. Now, if I see our gross margins sequentially, they have dropped by 400 bips. So just wanted to get some sense, you know, how much of this would you attribute it to the inventory loss? That is one. And with respect to this initial teething problems that we are talking in this continuous flow chemistry, has there been any cost associated with that in this particular quarter?
I would not have a very precise number about the impact on margin because of the older inventory, but to give you a ballpark figure, I would say to a tune of about 7 to 9 crores is what would be a rough estimate. So this doesn't necessarily include the products in inventory, of course the products in inventory, but certain stages at the intermediate stages, and this you have to reprocess the product. I mean, to do the further stages of chemistry with the increased raw material solvent prices that was happening. And now we have a different dimension beginning from end of March. where suddenly the raw material prices have dropped. The solvent prices still remain to continue almost at the same level with 5-7% decline, but the raw material prices have declined sharply. So again, in this quarter, we have a number which is about 6 to 7 crores of impact on the profitability because of this inventory, which will sell off at a new price.
Okay.
In the current quarter.
And any cost associated with...
In terms of continuous flow chemistry, no. So these are minor, see, these are operational issues that we, you know, it's a first time experience running certain chemistry at very high temperatures in a continuous flow basis. So certain pumping solutions had to be altered. Certain heaters had to be replaced because of not giving you the constant high temperature requirements and stuff like that. So these are minor cost involved to that. The major cost involved to that is your time and opportunity.
Okay, okay. And my next question is related to, initially you talked about, you know, customers being in wait and watch mode in both SDS as well as flame retardants.
Not in SDA, only in flame retardants.
Yeah,
SDA
flame retardants with falling raw material prices. So how how is the demand outlook in the other two segments, in the PTCs and PASE?
PTC, PASE and SDAs, we see a very good demand, and most of the businesses for up to December 23 have been locked, most of them with the large customers. So I don't see much challenges on that part. The only challenging part remains is the brominated flame retardants product. And that also most of the customers we have been talking to actively, and they expect this to be in a, you know, quite decent mode from second half of this financial year. So probably by August or September is when we anticipate this to come back to our normalcy levels.
Okay. Yeah, last question from my side. Like, from a CapEx point of view, how we should see this particular year? I mean, what would be the kind of CapEx spend?
Yeah, so for the new product that, for the new agro intermediate that I talked to you about, which goes into commercialization from 24 in a big way. So currently we have infrastructure in place which cannot handle this volume. So we have certain missing parts on that. Again, as you are aware that this product also forms a part of our second product, which is on a continuous flow basis. So this product involves a part of the chemistry on a continuous flow basis. So we have to invest in two columns and maybe a couple of reactors. We are looking at about 16 to 17 crores of CapEx. That we, and probably a running CapEx that keeps on happening, you know, certain old equipments being replaced or some things being discarded because of age and those factors. So potentially we are looking at about 30 to 35 crores of CapEx during this financial year.
Okay, okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Dhruv Muchhal from HDFC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. So it seems you are seeing some good development in the second and third product in the pharma and the pharma segment. And most of the commercialization seems to be happening from November and December probably. So, sir, how can we look at FY25? Probably that would be a good year to look at for that segment. So probably if you can give some sense of what can be the revenue run rate then, because it seems you have decent visibility on some of the products. So what can be the revenue run rate then be for the pharma segment?
So at current pricing levels, probably this question a couple of months back, if you had asked, I would have said 100% growth is what we anticipate. But today I would post it around 75 to 80% growth from the recently completed financial year basis. Yeah.
Right. And then, and it should gradually ramp up in FY25-26 to reach the full run rate in 26 probably.
So by that time, we should be pretty much close to, you know, consuming our new capacities as well. Very close to that. We will be running at about 85% of occupancy levels by that time.
Got it.
That is the reason why I'm saying that we'll have to think about, you know, starting a CapEx at least by the end of 2023 or early 24.
Got it. And so the second thing is you mentioned about, you know, margins are at about 18-20% and underlying revenue growth adjusting for the pricing of about 40-odd%. So revenue growth of about 40% adjusting for the pricing impact, which does not impact your EBITDA, but of course impacts your revenue. So, sir, because the next year in FY24, probably our mix for SDAs will also improve versus what it was in FY23. Based on your guidance, it seems the revenue growth and the EBITDA growth is broadly similar, 40%, 40%. Shouldn't the EBITDA growth be much better given...
This is a very logical question that you have asked. And the real answer to that is some of these EBITDA margins will be consumed by the BFR product, because these are not very high margin product what we have launched recently. So this is the starting kind of a base product in terms of BFR. So when we go to the next stages is when the EBITDA margins becomes decent. So these products will consume of some of the EBITDA margins of our other product categories.
Got it. And so quickly, on BFR, in the flame retardants, what kind of utilization are you expecting in 24 and 25? Probably 24 or 25 seems early, 24.
Sorry, please repeat the question.
For FY24, what kind of utilization are we expecting in the flame retardants? I think the capacity is 5,000 odd tons.
We expect about 40% of that consumption.
Okay. All right. Great, sir. Thank you so much and all the best. Thanks.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Yash Shah from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hello. Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, my first question was regarding the new products which we are launching in the current financial year. In FY24, we have about 5 to 6 products which we are launching, which will basically contribute to majority of our incremental revenue. So, sir, I just wanted to understand our thinking whenever we basically develop a new product or are commercializing it. What is the market size that we target, or what are the internal parameters we have before we start developing a new product for a customer? So, wanted to understand that since majority of our value unlocking is going to come from the about to be unlocked products. Thank you.
So, whatever we now undertake as a project has to have for us a market of at least 40 crores to begin with, in terms of, so we are picking basically something which can give us a 10% growth, and the product should have a good long life and also a growth opportunity down the line, you know. So of course, when you say the customer only gives you 20 or 30% of its overall demand as a new supplier, and then you have an opportunity to ramp it up to maybe 50 or 60% to their overall business requirements. So that is how we identify a product.
Okay.
So typically when we talk of a new product, we intend with a minimum revenue of 40 crores. And of course, there is no limit on the upper side. But now whatever we are picking is with a far more higher revenue potentials. So this, what we are going to commercialize now, is not a work of today. It is, the work has been going on since probably last 2.5 or 3 years, and which is now getting into a mode of commercialization.
Understood, sir. So basically our understanding is that earlier it used to be to reduce the concentration, we had more products, but now since we've been developing a higher, bigger market products, now, so going forward as well, we'll reduce the amount of launching of new products and focus on the bigger total addressable market products. The understanding is right?
Absolutely. Then there are certain different ideologies as well that we are working on, which is you develop one chemistry, and based on that chemistry, you develop a portfolio of products. So that basically your... let us say we picked up one, the third product on continuous flow basis becomes a key raw material for multiple different products. So you invest for a few years in developing that particular key raw material that becomes for you, and then you develop a family of products around that product. So that is another way where we are also working on. So that necessarily doesn't mean that each product will bring you 40 crores in revenue. But probably your main precursor of that, which you have developed internally, this can have a potential of at least 80 to 100 crores in terms of revenue. But it may come from 3 or 4 different products.
Got it, sir. And sir, you earlier clarified that the margins will be only 18 to 20% for the whole year because of the brominated flame retardants, which will consume some of your margins. So is it safe to assume by FY25 we will go back to our peak margins of 23-24%? Since the inventory, lower cost inventory will also be out. Sorry, the higher cost inventory will also be out. And the ramp up of flame retardants will also have increased. So is it safe to assume to go back to 23-24% by FY25?
I would say a safer number would be 20-22%.
Got it. Okay, sir. That's all from my side. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
The next question is on the line of Sanjesh Jain from ICICI Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good afternoon, and thanks for taking my question. Continuing with the margin again, this year margin of 18-20% is also because that we have commercialized this new plant and there will be costs related to that?
Yes.
Is that also
cost related? Yes, so that is one of the key factors because we will operate the plant, but it will be operated at a much lesser capacity. So. But the cost eventually associated with them, you know, most of the cost associated remains fixed. So, and that was one of the key reasons why we also saw a lesser EBITDA margins during the current financial year because of lower operation of the SDA plant, which was barely, I mean, for the first 6 months, we never operated that facility, maybe 5-10%. And even in the post second half where we are seeing most of these larger revenue numbers, but operating that facility is still far below compared to what you would normally have to if you want to operate at this revenue level. So most of probably 60-70% of the products being sold during the second half of this financial year was coming, most of this was coming from the piled up inventory.
Got. Second, again, following with the margins, when we say that we are taking a 20% cut in the realization while we maintain the spread, effectively, mathematically, the margin goes up because we are dropping the revenue from 100 to 80. But assuming the spread which remains at 20, we go from a margin of 20-25%. What we are doing
no,
is
so
we
basically,
are reduced,
no, no, yeah. not exactly. So I'll just like to correct you there. So when you are dropping the prices because of raw material consumptions, so customer has certain base formulas, you know, that this is the product, this is the conversion cost, and this is your margin. So the moment you say that raw material cost is reducing, they want to also push you for reduction in those fixed numbers. So that is where potentially you may increase by a percent or so, but your spread also starts coming down proportionately.
Okay, that means lower raw material.
So you are not having a pricing formula on a per kg basis. It is all linked on a percentage basis. So more or less your spread remains constant in terms of percentages.
That means falling.
So I expect, so we worked on two large customers pricing models where we are seeing that the spread will increase by about 2%. Because of reduction in overall price, but it's not like the price is dropped by 20% and spread will increase by 5%. It doesn't happen.
Got it. That means a falling raw material price is in fact bad for us. A rising raw material prices is in fact a much better situation for us.
Both the situations are not good for manufacturers. I can tell you that. We have passed through both the cycles, and when it's an increasing pricing cycle, customer wants you to hold the prices till, you know, you have executed all their pending orders. And when it's a falling pricing market, then customer wants a price change to happen from tomorrow. So you are always in trouble in both the scenarios.
Got it. Now taking this to FY25, we have a negative impact of bromine at a flame retardant in FY24, which will partly at least reverse. Operating leverage will go up because we will be operating the new plant probably at a much higher rate. And number three, we will be starting a lot of product on the continuous flow chemistry where we anticipated that the margins will be better than what we do on a company average.
Yes.
But this 20-22% then looks like a significantly a conservative number in that scenario. Are we being too conservative, cautious from what is happening on a very near term? Is that the phenomenon?
Honestly, I don't have anticipation for 25. But see, basically what will happen is when we launch, commercialize this product in by December or January of this year. That is, we are utilizing only one quarter for that plant. And I'm sure when it begins, it is not going to be at a full scale. But 3 months or 6 months down the line, when you really hit the volumes that is required by the customer, is when your plant actually starts getting occupied at a very high level. And that will have an impact on your EBITDA margins, because technically your operational cost on per kg basis starts coming down. So I would say, you know, by June of 2024, yeah, so July of 2024 is when your plant is pretty much occupied, beginning to get almost fully occupied at a level of 75-80% plus. That is when you start kicking in the real EBITDA margins that you forecast.
Chintan, but just correct me if I'm wrong. I thought continuous flow chemistry is you're running on a very small quantity on a very high temperature, while the conventional is you're using larger drum, and if utilization is lower, your power cost really doesn't come. So that really plays out in the conventional manufacturing. In the continuous flow manufacturing, if you're not manufacturing, you're doing this plant shed, you cannot operate at a lower level, right? So that leverage thing really doesn't work in a continuous flow. What you're telling is
no, but when business model. When let us say my plant has a capacity to produce 3,000 tons, for example.
Correct.
And I have a demand of 1500 metric tons, then you will operate that continuous flow plant also on a kind of a campaign basis. You operate for 4 months and take a break. Then you again regenerate your catalyst and operate for another 4 months kind of a break. The ideal situation is when you can actually run it 365 days for 3000 metric tons.
Fair enough.
It will take you a couple of years to build up the market to that extent, you know.
Got it. Coming to the revenue growth guidance, what you're talking of, say 20-30% for FY23. If I take the SDA revenue itself for FY22, we did some 260 crores of revenue. If I knock off, say 10-15-20% of pricing, which is reducing now, that will come down to say 200 crores level. And what we are talking is a growth. From the exit, we are already at a 200 crore, and we have only 200 customers, and we have only two customers, and our four customer, and we have signed the fifth customer again, and we will be preparing for Euro 7 sooner, and then we have a host of new products coming in, the electrolyte chemical and PAC and flame retardant. Flame retardant itself will take a significant amount of revenue growth, because the kind of margin contraction we are taking, I don't know how are we compensating that on the revenue. I don't know. Are we really being realistic on the revenue, or we have just become too conservative considering what has happened in the last few quarters? Mathematically, it's not adding up, to be very clear.
See, basically, this is definitely a conservative forecast, but when my customer is saying that we will start buying from July or August, then this makes me alert that I am making conservative statements. When for the two customers who have already started buying, then I have a very clear picture what is happening with these two customers. The large customer where we are, approval, they have also indicated a volume to us that if your containers get approved, then this is the volume that we are looking from you. And it's an ongoing business for them. So when someone is on a hold and he says, I'm going to start buying from July or August, then I start considering this to take it in a conservative mode. This July and August can become September or October. So we take that conservative stance so that we don't go wrong massively. You know?
Fair enough. Great. Thanks for answering all my questions, especially for the coming quarters.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll move on to the next question. That is on the line of Krishan Parwani from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Chintan bhai. Thank you for taking my question. A couple of questions from my side. So the first is, You said, I think, PSE revenues would increase steeply in 4Q of FY24, given, you know, you have a couple of products coming in, one of the largest intermediate in the January to December 2024 quarter. So, this would be on account of, you said, two new agro intermediates. Is that correct, or did I hear something wrong?
No, you heard it perfectly.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And have we received the POs for this already, or the POs are awaited?
No, so both these we are executing. We have PO only for the plant scale approval material, one container each. So that is what we are executing, one product in July and one product in August.
Okay.
And
so the commercial
this is,
yeah.
So this has been going on probably since last 1 year when the lab scale samples got approved, then a pilot scale sample got approved, then mini plant scale sample got approved, you know, 3-4 metric tons kind of a thing. And now we are at a full-scale plant trial.
Okay.
So I don't expect anything to go wrong. The product has been performing very nicely. So based on this full-scale commercial, so when you say full-scale plant trial, means the customer is going to actually use it for their mainstream production. Going to dump my product along with maybe the competitor's product and then using it at the same time and seeing the performance.
Understood. So probably you will get the POs, probably towards the September month, I guess, so that you have time in
September, 3 months.
Yeah, 2-3 months for that reaching there. Yeah, okay. Thanks. Got it. So on the utilization level for this, you know, the new Dahej facility that you have commercialized last month, so what kind of utilization level you are expecting in FY24 from this new facility that you have commercialized?
Close to about 30-35%.
30-35%. So is that the reason why you have given kind of a 40% sales growth? Because you are almost at your peak utilization level in your current facility? Because I think you had mentioned in one of the calls that peak utilization or peak revenue from current facility is around 130-140 crores per quarter, that is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we are very close to that. So our existing whatever facilities, so we have already actually started using facilities from the new plant as well. And with all these new products that are being launched, that will start occupying the facility almost kind of 75-80% from January of this financial year.
Understood. Helpful, sir.
Until then, probably it will be at 30-35% levels.
Got it, sir. Sir, two small clarifications. So, on the sales growth that you mentioned, like, you know, 30-40% sales growth in FY24, could you, like, break it up in terms of category-wise? As in, a ballpark number should do. Doesn't necessarily have to be the exact one, but, you know, what kind of growth in SD and what kind of growth in the other categories in terms of sales?
SDA, we expect to potentially hit the same number as 22. That is what we are expecting. Electrolyte salts is where we may see probably about 50-100% growth in that segment. Maybe close to 100% is what I anticipate. Phase transfer catalyst, yes, it is pretty much stable. So this year we'll expect maybe 10% growth here, not much. So we are in an approval phase for a new application of phase transfer catalyst, but the project is not going on as smoothly for the customer as they would have anticipated. These are very innovative applications where we are, our product is being utilized as a phase transfer catalyst. So one of the application is in manufacturing of recyclable plastic. So it's a synthetic, not like the plastic what we see. It's kind of a green plastic, being synthetically or chemically made. Another application is in the area of wood preservation. So when you have these large logs of woods, and this is a new application where they expect, I mean, it's a large volume demand for this particular application. Our product has been approved. We have already supplied a couple of metric tons of product for that. But the project is not going on smoothly with the customer, so they anticipate probably 6 months to a year of a lag. So if it happens in this year, we may have a good growth in PTCs as well. But right now, it's not a part of my forecast. It's doubtful.
Okay. So Last point, since you mentioned you expect SDA sales at similar level to FY22, that was around 226 crores. If you look at the exit run rate of your 4Q, it's almost like 55 crores. So that means you are expecting this to continue. But I guess you mentioned that one of your large customers would start taking from June 23. So are you not expecting any growth from this quarter in terms of SDA sales?
There is a growth in terms of volume, but the prices will be down by about roughly about 20-22%. When you see in only in terms of revenue numbers, this is what I am predicting. Yeah. So it's a good growth, but the growth in terms of revenue will not reflect because of reduced pricing.
Got it, sir. Got it, sir. That is very helpful, and wish you all the best, sir. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is on the line of Piyush, an individual investor. Please go ahead.
Thank you. Chintan bhai, just want to understand, on SDA sales, we have dropped 30%, and still SDA sales, whatever our margin has gone down to around 10-12%, something, and less compared to last year, we did some around 22% margin. And what you are saying is maybe June, July, you will start supplying to the another two customers also. So if assuming H2, it will be complete recoup of SDA sales. So what type of margin we can generate on SDA sales?
I'm sorry, I'm not clear about the question.
What I'm trying to understand, what we said earlier also, SDA is our high margin product, and over the last 2-3 years, we have done a margin of 22% to 25% trajectory. Correct?
Correct.
This year, we are down with 30% YOY sales down in SDA. Assuming we recoup in SDA in 24 and assuming the same level of 22 or something or other, then still the margin guidance of SDA looks on the lower side. So are we saying we will not achieve the past trend of SDA margin in 24?
The margin guidance is not only for the SDA, it is the overall margin guidance. So in terms of spread, the margin remains the same with the SDA as which was in 22. It will continue to remain the same. It's only because you are operating your plants at a lower occupancy levels. That is what is pushing down your EBITDA margins, because most of your cost associated with plants are fixed, a lot of them. So whether you operate the plant at 30% or you operate at 80%, most of the cost remains the same. So that is what is causing the EBITDA to look at a lower number. But in terms of an individual spread, when you consider, let us say, for example, raw material cost vis-a-vis the selling price, then the spread remains the same in terms of percentages.
But will it help to achieve 20% type of margin in 24 or H2 or 25? Or we are keeping the guidance at 18% only?
I said 18 to 20%. Yeah.
Okay. And second question on, sir, electrolyte sales. This Q4, I think we didn't have any significant number of in electrolyte sales. Any specific reason? Till Q3, yes, I think we did have 15 or 16.
We have two commercial customers right now for this. And we are in queue with four other customers at multiple stages. You know, somewhere we have supplied lab scale samples, somewhere we have got lab scale approval, and we have supplied pilot scale samples. And we are also into approval mode with two more products right now. Okay. Out of these two already commercialized customers, so one customer was on hold since probably last 4 months, and now we have got a confirmation to start supplies from June. So they were basically bottlenecking and expanding their manufacturing capacities. So now we have got a go ahead to start supplies from June of 23, and the other customer probably is sitting on an inventory which they procured in last quarter, so we ran dry on orders from that particular customer. Again, we have orders from there for this quarter.
So what is the growth we are expecting in electrolyte? Because it is a very small size of the over.
We expect 100% growth, nearly about 100% growth in that segment in this year compared to the previous year.
Okay.
Whatever new products that are, most of them will hit a stage of commercial supply
by the end of the financial year. So really 2025 should see the real sales in the electrolytes coming back. I mean, to actually start grow and become a part of our, a decent part of our overall revenue. That year.
And this electrolyte. Okay, got it, sir. And this electrolyte is also a similar margin profile product, around 20% something, or it's a high margin, or any
more or less, hot more or less like an SBA margin, yeah.
Okay. The next question is on fire retardant. I think when we first time announced fire retardant, I think we made some comments that it can be the similar size of like what Tatva is in right now. So maybe a 300 to 400 crore of opportunity, I think we given a guidance time. So
yes.
What can be the number we can think of for 2025, specifically in fire retardant? Let's say 2025, how much can it contribute in the overall revenue?
So this year we expect somewhere between 40 to 50 crores in terms of revenue, and next financial year we expect it to hit about 200 crores in terms of revenue.
200 crores in 2025. So maybe a 400, 300 can number can be in 2026, 27 time?
This same brominated flame retardant 6 months back, the selling price was about $8. With the reducing raw material prices, now the product cost has come down to $4.5. So nearly a 50% drop in the product cost.
Okay.
So this is quite a dynamic thing to forecast as of today because of such a huge volatility in that particular segment. The raw material prices are fluctuating wildly. So it's very difficult to project an exact revenue number. So we typically project in terms of, internally we project in terms of volumes, the revenue numbers can change, and it has swing like this, almost 50% swing in last 6 months time.
Okay, thank you sir.
Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Chintan Shah for his closing comments.
On behalf of Tatva Chintan's management, I thank you all for joining us today for our earnings call. We appreciate your support and trust in our company. We commit to deliver and see the market for our products improve going forward. We hope that we have been able to address most of your queries. You may reach out to Mr. Ashok Bothra, our CFO, or our investor relation partner ENY for any further queries that you may have, and they will connect with you offline. Thank you, Sanjeshji, for hosting our call, and thank you everyone, and have a great evening.
Thank you, members of the management team. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference call. We thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.